USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has threatened to shut down the southern border if Mexico doesn't stop illegal immigration flows into the U.S. Adolfo Tellez, chairman of the El Paso GOP, wishes his local officials had listened to the president earlier.
We are being overwhelmed that finally our county commissioners and our city reps got together with Border Patrol to recognize that it is a crisis. It's a shame they didn't have the foresight that the president had.
USA Today reports more than 100,000 illegal immigrants are poised to cross the U.S. border into Texas, threatening to overwhelm the facilities. President Trump says he may close the border sometime next week. An arrest has been made in the kidnapping and murder of a University of South Carolina senior Friday. Police say Samantha Josephson mistakenly got into a car she thought was her Uber ride after leaving Columbia's Five Points area. These students are worried.
We hang out at Five Points like every weekend.
One day you're with your friend and the next day you may never see them again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
It was a working weekend in Morocco for Pope Francis. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
The Vatican calls it another opportunity to, in its words, continue building bridges between Christians and Muslims. The two-day visit coming after last month's trip to the United Arab Emirates. During that trip, the Pope signed a historic document pledging peace between nations, religions, and races. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has ordered a law firm to turn over thousands of records that lawyers say should give a fuller accounting of how Baylor University responded to allegations of sexual assault. The Brexit vote to leave the European Union has yet to be approved by British Parliament members, and voters are getting impatient.
The government aren't doing what the people have asked them to do.
I'm just sick and tired of it.
Parliament will vote on different Brexit options Monday, and then Prime Minister Theresa May could try one last roll of the dice by bringing her deal back to a vote in Parliament as soon as Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
At the NAACP Image Awards last night, Beyoncé was named Entertainer of the Year. Prior to that moment, comedian Chris Rock was on stage with his own take on current news.
I guess I gotta present an award. They said no Jussie Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know?
Smollett was a no-show, and he lost the Best Supporting Actor award in a TV drama to Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams. Smollett had been nominated for that award for his role in Empire 4 years in a row, and he won it in 2017. Senators and Democratic presidential contenders Cory Booker and Kamala Harris appeared on stage together at the Image Awards. They both attended the Human Rights Campaign dinner in L.A. as well. Harris discussed the hate in the U.S.
Right now in our country, we have seen a level of hate rise like we have not seen in a long time, and in these last 2.5 years, it has received new fuel.
Booker told the audience that the Trump administration is committing moral vandalism.
Demagogues in the White House and the administration are working systematically to try to undermine and dismantle LGBTQ rights, voting rights, civil rights, women's rights.
In South Carolina, police arrested a 24-year-old man Saturday in connection with the death of a University of South Carolina student who apparently got into the suspect's car thinking it was her Uber ride. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.